T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready. Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So
ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
Such frenetic music. I feel like I should be doing aerobics or something.
And we should be doing that. But
yes,
nonetheless,
we should. Good morning, Charlie Brennan.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, everyone.
I believe we have John Hancock with us.
All right.
You believe correctly.
Yay. Cue the Cher music. Do you believe
the
in
Joplin
John
music.
Hancock? Okay, it's a beautiful day, and we have a ton of topics to get to. So are you ready, John Hancock?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to start with evictions, which is not necessarily a happy topic, but St. Louis Sheriff Vernon Betts is telling the Post-Dispatch that evictions are rising quickly. Now, his office is in charge of enforcing eviction court orders. Congresswoman Cori Bush is pushing new legislation in D.C. to help slow down the eviction rate. Charlie, what do you think we should do about this situation?
Well, I think we need to call Southwest Airlines and get a flight to Boston and find out how they're doing it in Massachusetts, where more than a week ago, 61% of the rental assistance from the federal government had been doled out. Locally, it's woeful. In the city, just $3.7 million of $9 million allotted, that's way less than half, has been allotted. In the county, which is doing better than elsewhere, they have released 54% of the money, and the state has only released $50 million of the $224 million allotted. And there's a couple of things here that Massachusetts has done. One, they allow the landlord to fill out the form. So who's got the incentive really to get the money? It's the landlord. Then they take the federal form, which, by the way, the president announced this program on March 11th, and it took the Treasury Department 2 months to give out the guidelines. And the guidelines are lengthy. So Massachusetts took the form and said, okay, we only need 4 things from you. We need the ID for the head of household, proof of current housing, verification of housing crisis, and verification of income, and you're done. And you got to streamline the process. What we did while John was clearing his throat was essentially, you know, we decentralized
okay
the system.
There, John?
I don't
snortling.
Know. He's dying on the vine there. Are you these guttural sounds? Take it away, John.
Well, I didn't think you were going to stop talking. So
you snorted.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So this is a solution in search of a problem is what this is. And, you know, it is time for people to pay their bills. Folks are working. There are jobs that are unfilled because nobody's going to work. If you're renting and can't pay your rent, then you've not gone out and found a job, you know. And so everything Charlie just said there in that 2.5 minutes is absolutely correct.
Yeah, well, there are some individuals who are dirt poor. We know that, and they might be disabled. They might have kids who are little, and they have trouble, you know, working. So I understand that, and they're very low income, those who are, let's say, on food stamps in Missouri. But you have to reach these individuals. I agree that the guidelines are a little bit high. Do you know that you're eligible for this emergency rental assistance if you and your spouse make a combined $197,000.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
So I can get rental assistance. Do you have to be out of a job, or just you can just anybody can apply for it?
No, just proof of income this year or last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do agree that the landlord should be able to fill it out, because most people, we assume, because we're in this business and we're exposed to information every day, and we have this tendency, it's like this knowledge bias. When you know stuff, you start assuming that everybody else knows what you know. But most people going about their everyday business have no idea what is happening.
Right.
And we expect them to know that they go to this form and they got to fill this out and this is available. It doesn't work that way.
Plus, and I hate to go all Karl Marx on John here, whose opinion I usually respect, but there are people who are kind of down and out, and the housing is so expensive here. I'll give you an example. They're talking about renovating some housing in downtown St. Louis at the Butler Brothers, and it's going to be for working people, and the rent's going to be $1,400 a month. That's actually a lot of money if you're making $15 an hour.
Right.
$15 an hour is $31,000. So if you're paying $1,500 a month, that's what, $18,000? Am I correct there? In rent alone.
Yeah.
On the Tower Grove South Facebook page, people will often post, you know, I have a friend looking for an apartment, or I'm looking for a place. And people will post, I'm looking for a place around $800 a month. And people just laugh.
It's tough.
That doesn't exist anymore.
It's tough.
It is hard. It is 8:37, and we're going to take a break here. When we come back in round two, we've got a couple of COVID-related notes for you as overtime continues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yes. With this music, you might think that Michael Kelly was joining us for this next segment, but no, it is John Hancock
and
Charlie Brennan. I'm Debbie Monterey. I have to admit, when this story first broke about a year ago, I was skeptical because it's a huge, huge project. And I'm also listening to a bunch of podcasts about complete frauds. But this apparently is actually happening, which is great news for Augusta, Missouri. David Hoffman, who is with the Hoffman Companies. He's the guy who has huge plans to change Augusta with the wineries, luxury hotels. He's got a riverboat planned. It's going to be this whole vacation getaway place. He's now planning a 12-hole golf course. And he tells KMOX the golf course accomplishes his vision of what Augusta is. Premier golf architect Reese Jones and designer Bryce Swanson have been tapped to design the course. Approval phase underway, construction beginning in the spring. What do you think about all these plans for Augusta, John Hancock?
Well, 12 holes. You know, the golf course is supposed to have, last time I checked, 18 holes. But, you know, I'm all for this. I think we actually interviewed David Hoffman a few months ago. And, you know, he's sincere about this. He's going to make this a destination site. I wish him the best.
Absolutely. Joe Brazel, a member of the St. Charles County Council, I think he is. I can't remember his title, but he's an elected official, is concerned that Mr. Hoffman is taking down too many trees. I guess that's a valid concern, because he's removing these trees, Hoffman says, because people, when they go to a vineyard, they don't want to see trees. They want to see, you know, the grapevines. At the same time, some of these trees are more than 100 years old, so I hope they can strike a compromise. But it's interesting, because this week in the city of St. Louis, we took down this statue of Cherokee on Cherokee Street. And according to published reports, Hoffman recently put up a statue of a young indigenous girl carrying an American flag. And it's among the many statues now in Augusta, in addition to the two hotels, 500-seat amphitheater, that Reese Jones golf course, the painted buildings, the dairy, the antique car museum, the golf championship course, which 12 holes, that's probably going to fit the lifestyle of most people, you know?
Right.
And then you got the Emporium with beer, wine, and candy, a hotel, free employee housing, trolleys, a riverboat. We've seen nothing like this.
I know.
This
I can't
like
wait.
Epcot. I mean, it's like what Walt Disney was going to do in the 60s, David Hoffman is doing.
Yeah, if he can do all of this, it's going to be incredible. And we did have him on the air this morning explaining why a 12-hole golf course, it would be the first of its kind. And as you mentioned, it's a... You don't have time to play 18 holes. You can do 12 holes, but you could also do a loop if you wanted to do more. Anyway, it would make sense, I'm sure, if you were a golfer, which I am not. But I hope it all works out the way he wants it to. This is an interesting story because for a long time, people have said, hey, you know, when kids disappear, they sure get a lot of national news attention when they're cute white girls. And we're kind of seeing that now with the case of Gabby Petito. And if you don't know who Gabby Petito is, you have not watched the cable news networks in the last week or two. She's been the lead story on CNN all morning, and she's gotten widespread national media attention. She's 22 years old, cute, blonde. She's all over social media, so there's a zillion pictures of her. She was reported missing earlier this month. Her 23-year-old fiancé came home without her. Now he's disappeared. And anyway, it's just a daily... It's daily coverage of Gabby Petito. The media interest is causing some people to call this missing white woman syndrome. For example, Charlie, we've had seven black women shot in St. Louis in the last week, and that doesn't garner a whole lot of attention.
Mm. It's true. And not too long ago, we had the parents of a young African-American girl who was missing in St. Louis, and she wasn't getting much attention. They were on our program discussing, you know, how painful it is. And I'm sad to say, I don't even know how that case was resolved. But I think there is something to that. I think that missing white women syndrome was coined by the late PBS anchor Gwen Ifill in some speech that she gave. And it's kind of true. You have a cute, blonde girl who is photogenic, and people click on that, and the more they click, the more it goes viral. And I don't think people do it consciously. I think it's an unconscious bias, but I do believe it exists.
John?
Yeah, you know, I think that anybody in this, given the fact set here, the girl and her fiance go on a road trip, and she goes missing, he goes missing. I mean, I think that's going to get covered, regardless of how anybody looks. You know, that's doesn't happen very often. That's a true crime kind of story. We'll all see the recap of it on the Discovery Channel, I'm sure, one of these days. But yeah, I think it gets covered regardless.
There's like a cousin topic to this, and I've heard in some circles by the Asian community. Why are there so few male Asian television anchors?
That is a good point. I can't think of any.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be an unconscious bias. People don't see them as anchors. I don't know.
Huh. It's 8:49. We'll be back with round three of OT right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's 8:53, Charlie Brennan, John Hancock, I'm Debbie Monterey. You know, unlike most of the country, and despite evidence of roadway safety, Missouri allows passengers to drink in moving vehicles. You can drive around Missouri drinking your cocktails, drinking your beers. Don't know why that is, but it's an unusual policy. And according to Kansas City radio station KCUR, they found that since 2001, Missouri has given up about $370 million in highway construction funds for failing to comply with federal safety policies. Now, Charlie, even if it was illegal, there are still people, obviously, who are going to do it anyway. But why do you think Missouri still allows this?
Until you mentioned this, I didn't know that we were losing highway funds. Not too long ago, just to demonstrate that it is the law, friends of mine were here from Virginia and Chicago, and while we drove to the Cardinals game, I allowed them to drink beer in the back seat, and they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. And I didn't know that that action was costing us $370 million in highway funds. That's incredible. If that's the case, we should change the law if we can do that.
John?
Charlie is correct. We should change the law. I think we used to have an open container ban in Missouri that got undone at some point because of Anheuser-Busch back when they had the John Britton was their lobbyist. And I think they got that undone, I want to say back in the 80s or 90s, something like that. But yeah, we need to get that money for the highways.
Do you know, he was such a successful lobbyist that after he passed, Anheuser-Busch named a Clydesdale named after him.
Yeah. No, he was something else, man. He was one of the all-time greats.
He was actually a recovering alcoholic who was the lobbyist for Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, true.
Do you know if we are also giving up highway funds by reversing the helmet law because motorcyclists no longer have to wear helmets in Missouri? Do we give up highway funds for that too?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think so, but it's possible, I suppose.
And you are allowed to ride your cycle motorless or helmetless if you show proof of insurance.
I wonder what the insurance companies think of that. Are they starting to charge you more if you are a helmetless motorcyclist?
I think they're allowed to, yes.
Yeah, they should be. Okay, if you have a minor injury or you think you might have COVID, don't go to the emergency room. Barnes Jewish Hospital Clinical Chief of Emergency Medicine, Dr. Rob Poirier, says go to an urgent care or call your doctor. Why? Because the ERs are hitting capacity, and they need to save that space for people with real issues. John Hancock, does that worry you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just wish people would take the necessary precautions, get the vaccines, and we'd plow through this thing. But yeah, if you got a little sniffle or whatever, go to urgent care and not the ER. I think that's good advice.
Yesterday, it was announced in central Massachusetts that the University of Massachusetts hospital system has no ICU beds that are open. So they're turning away all patients. All patients.
I don't think it's going to get any better as we head into the cold months and we all head inside if people don't start taking this a little more seriously. It is going to be the Charlie Brennan Show after news at the top. What's coming up?
David Nail, the country singer, is in town tomorrow night at Pops. He's got a new song. We'll play Pump It or Dump It on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.